River of Anazanagarka to Kajanamra down to Spirit Rock for like a board meeting or something. Harada Roshi was giving this Monday night talk, and so we went to it. And he had this translator who was just like word for word translating as he was speaking. You know, she was just translating right on the spot, so she was really, really good. And then when she got into questions, she was doing the same thing, so it was like, it wasn't like she just memorized his speech. But then someone asked him, you know, how he uses koan, and he went on for like 20 minutes, and she was listening to him the whole time, but she had never heard the answer to that. Mm-hmm. And it was really funny, because at the end of it, she said, well, he basically said it's really simple. Give his answer, but then she actually said it was like he had some familiarity with the mindfulness of breathing meditation, and he said it was just, you know, being aware.
Right.
You know, yeah. it was really powerful.
Yeah. Yeah, because on the surface of it, in terms of how it's, you know, the description of it, then the assumption is that you're sort of applying some kind of intellectual rigor to it in some way, but really what you're trying to do is come back to a fundamental awareness.
Yeah, that's how I got it. Like, you know, we come back to the word Buddha, or yeah, we come back to physical sensations, or basically they come back to just the word.
Yeah.
And that's what focuses the mind, and be aware of the sensations or whatever it is.